Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. It's so good seeing you.
Hi friends, I'm Pauline. I'm excited to learn with you today. Today's topic is technology.
And the title of our lesson is that true? Is that true? Yes, another technology lesson.
Oh no.
Friends, don't listen to Pauline. This show is going to be great. Pauline just gets worried because she's not that good with technology. She's technology challenged. That means she thinks technology is difficult to use and understand.
So true. But it is good to learn more about things we don't know a lot about. So learning about technology is good for me. And I'm sure we'll learn some great new English words together, too.
All right. Well, then I will have you do the read it so you can start practicing all these technology words, okay?
Not everything online is true. You often find videos about strange things. Can you charge a phone with an onion? No. But some videos show that. If you see something interesting online, don't trust it. Check the facts. People don't share false information on purpose, but they don't always check facts. Spreading false information is easy, especially online. What is true and what is not? Check websites such as Snopes.com or factcheck.org. They can tell you.
Oh, hey, I think I'm really going to like today's show. And I think you are too, Pauline.
You're right, actually. It's true. I'm not great with computers, but I do spend time on the internet, watching videos and reading the news, chatting with friends. So this will be great.
Great. And friends, you'll enjoy it too. Now let's learn today's words with Christina.
Hello, 网络上的资讯不见得全部都是正确的。 Susie居然按照网络上说的拿洋葱来给手机充电。 She charges her phone with an onion. 洋葱就是onion。 她说因为朋友传这个影片给她，她相信朋友，所以就试试看喽。 Susie trusts her friend. 动词trust就是相信、信任。 可是James觉得我们不应该网络上说什么就相信什么，我们应该要check the facts. 名词fact就是真相、实情。其实你的朋友应该不会故意传错误的讯息给你，但是他们可能未经查证就把自己觉得有意思的东西传给你了。They didn't do that on purpose. 名词purpose是目的、意图。 On purpose 是故意刻意的意思，就是因为没有查证，所以才会有很多错误的讯息散播出来，尤其是在网络上 ，especially online。 副词 especially 就是尤其特别的意思。Hey
Susie, what are you doing with that onion?
I am going to charge my phone with it. I saw it in a video online.
Yes, I saw it too. But you can't charge your phone with an onion.
Are you sure? One of my friends sent me the video.
Well, some facts online aren't facts. They're not true.
I know, but I do trust my friend.
Did you see what Susie's doing? She tried to charge her phone with an onion. Okay, I'm not very good at technology, but I know you can't plug your phone into an onion.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. An onion tastes good in soup and salads, but I agree, it isn't a battery. You should probably keep it away from your phone and computer.
Why did Susie think an onion could charge her phone? That's such a crazy idea.
True, but we all do this sort of thing. She saw a video online. You know, a video on the internet. James saw it too.
Oh, I see. I'm sure it looked real. There are some very interesting things you can learn on the internet and see online. People think of lots of creative solutions to everyday problems.
And that's great, but you should check to make sure the information is good. Sometimes it's fake, like the onion video. It's a lie. You can't charge your phone with an onion.
Hey, that is the sentence Christina wants to talk to us about. Let's go to her now.
对于 Susie 用洋葱给手机充电这件事， James 非常的不以为然。他说， But you can't charge your phone with an onion. 所以 can't do something 在表面上语义是表达不能做某件事，可是当我们想要表达不赞同某件事的时候，也可以用这个说法。比如说，我看到你在喂小狗吃洋芋片，就说 You can't feed your dog chips。或者现在都半夜了，你还想打电话给同学，我就说 You can't call people at midnight。这些其实都是表达不赞成的方式。
Okay, so I think we all understand that you can't charge a phone with an onion.
Too bad. That would be a cheap and easy way to charge your phone.
But smelly, yuck. Just think, then everyone would have an onion at their desk at work. It would smell terrible. I'm glad that you can't charge a phone with an onion.
Okay, good point. So, how did Susie see this video?
Well, one of her friends sent her the video. Oh, and hey, that's an important sentence today. It's our use it sentence. Rebecca can help us with this some more.
Hello, friends. I know that right now is your favorite part of the entire lesson, use it time. In today's use it, you are going to learn how to use the following sentence pattern. One of noun.Sent something. For example, one of my sisters sent me an email. Or, one of the students sent me a letter. This is very useful for English students. So now, it's up to you to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. I think I can use it. Let's see. Oh, one of my coworkers sent me a message.
Very nice. Well, one of Susie's friendssent her a video. The video said you can charge your phone with an onion. So Susie trusted the video because she trusts her friend.
To trust means to believe someone is honest or that they are telling the truth. Susie says she believes her friend is an honest person. She trusts her.
That makes sense. Well, Susie's friend might be trustworthy.But not all the facts online are true. They aren't always trustworthy.
This is an interesting thing to say because the word fact means a statement of truth. It's not an opinion or a belief. It's something you can measure or check. It should be true.
Okay, well, for example, my name is Peter. That's a fact. I'm 7 feet tall.
Wait, Peter, I know your name really is Peter. That's a true fact, but you are not 7 feet tall. That's not true. That's not a true fact.
Okay, you caught me this time.
This reminds me of a game I like to play with my students. It's called Two Truths and a Lie. You say 3 facts about yourself, but one of them isn't true. It's a lie.Everyone else has to guess which one is the lie. It's fun.
That is a fun game. You can play it during the break. Friends, we'll see you right after this. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
Welcome back, friends. Do you want to play a game?
Yes! Two truths and a lie. Ooh, I'll start. 1. I lived in Canada. 2. I visited Brazil. And 3. I'm planning a trip to Malaysia.
Okay, so one of those facts isn't true. It's a lie?
Yep. Friends, can you guess which one is the lie?
Well, Brazil is really far away. I don't think I've been there before, so I don't think you have either.
I have. That was true. The lie is I've never lived in Canada.
Oh, well, that's a fun game. Friends, you should try it at home. But let's get back to our friends Susie and Alex now. They are talking about what we should believe on the internet.
I trust my friends too. They send me interesting things, but they are not always true.
My friend wouldn't give me false information on purpose.
No, she just liked the video, so she sent it. But she didn't check the facts.
And that's how false information spreads, especially online.
I know. Some people believe anything they find online.
But they shouldn't.
Of course, it's a little crazy to believe an onion can charge your phone. But Susie believed it because her friend sent her the information, and her friend is trustworthy.
Of course, Susie is trustworthy too. She is honest, and she honestly believed this video was true. She made a mistake. Her friend probably made the same honest mistake.
Good point. Just because someone is a truthful person doesn't mean they're always right.
Right. James says this happens to him too sometimes. He also trusts his friends. They send him interesting things, but those things aren't always true.
Right. If the friends knew it was false, then they wouldn't share it. Our friends wouldn't want to give us false information on purpose.
On purpose. This is the opposite of on accident. For example, if I'm talking to someone and I turn around really fast, I might hit Peter with my clipboard on accident. I don't plan to hit Peter. It's just an accident.
But if Pauline hits me with her clipboard because she's mad at me, that is not an accident. She's doing it on purpose.
Hey, I wouldn't do that.
Okay, don't get angry. I know. That was just an example.
All right. Anyways, most of our friends don't share false information on the internet on purpose. It's an accident, a mistake.
Right. Susie's friend thought the onion video was really interesting, so she shared it with her friend.
We all do that. When we see something funny or interesting online, we share it with friends. But sometimes we don't check to see if the information is true.
Right. And that's how false information spreads, especially online.
Oh, that is a really useful phrase that you just said, Peter. That's how something. Christina, can you teach us more about that?
很多人看到网络上的东西觉得不错，就在没有查证的情况下转传出去了。Susie说, that's how false information spreads. 错误资讯就是那么散布出去的。这种说法可以用来描述某件事是怎么发生的。比如说, that's how we found her. 我们就是那样找到她的。That's how he studies every day. 他每天就是那样读书的。 或者, that's how we know him. 我们就是那样认识他的。Thanks,
Christina. When we have difficult questions about English, we go to you. That's how we learn the answer.
Very nice. So, many people enjoy reading things and watching videos on the internet. There is so much to learn and discover online. But not all of it is true, so we shouldn't believe everything.
But a lot of people do believe it.
Well, that's true, but they shouldn't.
Yeah, but they do.
But they shouldn't. And that's today's
calendar phrase.
But they shouldn't.
But they shouldn't.
可是他们不应该这样。
Some people tell lies.
But they shouldn't.
Some people steal.
But they shouldn't.
Some people cheat.
But they shouldn't.
Why do people do those things?
I don't know. But they shouldn't.
But they shouldn't.
But they shouldn't.
可是他们不应该这样。
Okay, so we know you shouldn't believe everything on the internet, but what should you do?
Well, if it's important news or information that you have strong feelings about, then you should spend some time checking to see if it's really true.
There are some websites that can help you check if the information is true. Try looking at a couple of different sites.
But sometimes you might think a video is funny or interesting, and you don't want to spend the time checking to see if it's true. I think it's okay to send it to a friend, but maybe you should say, "Hey, this is interesting, but I don't know if it's true."
That's a good thought, Pauline. Thank you for that. Well, now it's time for us to review. Let's take a look at those keywords.
Here's your first keyword for today. Onion. Onion. I put onions in my salad.
Trust. Trust. You can trust me.
Fact. Fact. The earth is round. That's a fact.
On purpose. On purpose. Joe didn't push me on purpose.
Especially. Especially. She likes fruit, especially apples. Okay, friends, those are your key words for today. Keep on practicing. Now let's review our lesson one more time together.
Hey, Susie. What are you doing with that onion?
I'm going to charge my phone with it. I saw it in a video online.
Yes, I saw it too. But you can't charge your phone with an onion.
Are you sure? One of my friends sent me the video.
Well, some facts online aren't facts. They're not true.
I know, but I do trust my friend.
I trust my friends too. They send me interesting things, but they are not always true.
My friend wouldn't give me false information on purpose.
No, she just liked the video, so she sent it. But she didn't check the facts.
And that's how false information spreads, especially online.
I know. Some people believe anything they find online.
But they shouldn't.
Today's example of false information on the internet is kind of funny. I am sure Susie is a little embarrassed, but no one was hurt.
That's a good thing. Sometimes false information on the internet can hurt people.
I have a friend who needed an apartment. She found one online. There were pictures of the apartment and a price that seemed very good.
Okay, many people do find apartments online, but was this one a scam?
Yes, a scam is false information used to take your money. My friend called and talked to the man who said he owned the apartment. He said she could rent it right away. She just needed to send him money from her bank first.
Ooh, no. Did she do it? That's terrible.
I know. She is okay, but she did lose money, and she felt really bad. So it's important when you're on the internet, especially if there's money involved, to make sure the information you get is true.
Wow, that's very useful. Well, friends, now let's go to Jungle Chit Chat. Let's see James and Ginger.
Ginger, what are you doing?
I'm charging my cell phone.
With a banana?
Yes, I saw it on a video.
Ginger, check the facts. Don't trust those videos.
But my friend shared the video. Would my friend share false things? I don't think so.
People don't spread false information on purpose.
Exactly.
But they don't always check the facts.
They don't? So how do you know what's true and what's not true?
Well, check other websites.
Okay, I'll check other websites.
Good.
After my phone is charged.
Ginger.
Okay, that works. It's easy to say, here's a bright new day. But sometimes things go wrong. When your life's not going right, just sing a happy song. Nothing is impossible when you believe. Look to your Father up above. He knows just what you need. People might do things that hurt you, make you feel so down and out. But remember all the friends who care, then you can sing and shout. Nothing is impossible when you believe. Look to your Father up above. He'll meet your every need. Nothing is impossible.
Well, friends, it's been another great day here at LTE Studios. Thanks for joining us, and we hope you'll join us tomorrow for more interesting conversations about what we should and maybe should not believe. Until then, we'll see you again right here at
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Goodbye.